Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing music for the holiday season from Horace Silver, Bill Evans, Chet Baker, Emily Remler, Ella Fitzgerald, and more, as well as poet Sasha Feinstein reading his poem about Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk's legendary Christmas Eve 1954 recording session. It's Hep to the Holidays, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
John Coltrane on soprano sax performing Greensleeves with McCoy Tyner on piano, Richie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums from the complete 1961 Village Vanguard recordings. I'm playing holiday music on this edition of Nightlights. Holiday jazz, a long tradition by now, and you can find examples of early jazz and blues holiday recordings going all the way back to the 1920s. Most of the music on this program will be coming from the 1950s and 60s. There are several previous Nightlights holiday shows that you can hear in the archive section of our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights, including Holiday Happening and the Nightlights Before Christmas. These are always really fun shows to put together, and I like to try to find something each year, at least one track that I haven't played before or that you probably haven't heard before. And this year, Sasha Feinstein, a poet and editor of two anthologies of jazz poetry, has given us a recording of his work, Christmas Eve. We'll hear that later on in the show, as well as the music that inspired it. I'll start off with a song from Louis Armstrong, who always sounds appropriate no matter what he's doing around the holidays. This song penned by comedian, TV show host, and prolific composer Steve Allen. It's a cool Yule on Nightlights.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of the girls and boys. So day Santa comes on day. You come a calling when the snow's the most, when all your cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when old Saint Nick lays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a flying from a higher place, fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a Yule that's good. Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight while the moon is bright. He's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cornies of girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. Come calling when the snow's the most, cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when the old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. You come a flying from the higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have a Yule that's good. Have a Yule that's cool. Yeah, cool Yule. Thank you.
Who else could that be? Vince Guaraldi, who I think has really become the jazz poet laureate of the holiday season, performing his tune My Little Drum from A Charlie Brown Christmas. Before that, Shorty Rogers and A Nutty March from Rogers' 1960 adaptation of Tchaikovsky, The Swingin' Nutcracker. And I started off with Louis Armstrong in 1953 doing Steve Allen's Cool Yule from the CD Hipster's Holiday, Vocal Jazz and R&B Classics. Some music now that instrumentally evokes the weather of the holiday season. We'll hear guitarist Emily Remler performing an atmospheric tune that Terre Haute, Indiana bandleader Claude Thornhill wrote. It became a standard called Snowfall. Ironically enough, Thornhill originally wrote it as a potential theme song for Ray Noble's big band in the 1930s, and he called it originally A Fountain in Havana, but he ended up using it for his own orchestra several years later with a very different name, and since then it's become a holiday standard. Emily Remler coming up with a new arrangement and playing it on an acoustic guitar, giving the recording, as liner note author Nat Hendoff writes, a very luminous sound. First trumpeter Chet Baker, leading a group that he put together at the end of 1953 after his pianoless quartet with Jerry Mulligan had broken up, doing a song that was already 20 years old at the time and already firmly established as part of the holiday canon. Here's Chet Baker in a live performance of a seasonal classic at Boston's Storyville Jazz Club, Winter Wonderland on Nightlights. Thank you.
Thank you.
Guitarist Emily Remler doing Claude Thornhill's Snowfall, accompanied by Buster Williams on bass and Marvin Smith on drums from her 1988 album East to West. Before that, trumpeter Chet Baker doing Winter Wonderland, recorded at the Storyville Jazz Club with Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums from the CD Boston 1954. I'll have more holiday music in just a few moments. You can listen to other Nightlights programs, including shows about Chet Baker and Emily Remler, as well as past holiday specials, and you can also view playlist, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Hep to the Holidays on Nightlights. I'm playing holiday jazz in this edition of Nightlights with music on the way from Bob Brookmeyer, Miles Davis, not the often heard Blue Xmas with Bob Duro, but something that does relate indirectly to the holidays, as well as Ella Fitzgerald and Horace Silver. First up, something from pianist Bill Evans, who was not generally in the habit of singing when he played the piano. At least I've never come across any other recordings of Evans getting melodically vocal, and there's no doubt that his incredible gift for playing piano, which he of course had to work very hard to develop, was carried over it all into his singing, at least judging from this foray. But it was simply Evans being prodded to have some fun in the studio. A little backstory on the song itself from Philip Furey's book America's Songs. It was written by the team of J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie, no relation to Dizzy. Gillespie, who wrote the words, lived in Kentucky, and he'd traveled to New York City periodically to plug his songs. During one trip, he learned that his brother Irwin, who'd encouraged Haven as a songwriter, had died suddenly of pneumonia. Asked by his publishers to come up with a Christmas song, he rode the subways with Coots, who called out names of city streets from the subway's walls as they passed by. Eventually, Gillespie began to recall his childhood holidays with his brother in Kentucky, and he ended up writing the lyrics out during the subway ride on a piece of paper that he'd stuffed inside his shoes for protection from the wet weather. The song ended up becoming a big hit in 1934, particularly on the strength of Eddie Cantor's radio performances of it. Here's pianist Bill Evans taking to the microphone as well for a very loose rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town on Nightlights.
You ready? You better not shout, you better not cry, you better not pout, 'cause I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Better not shout, better not cry, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake. When you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better not shout, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. Okay, take two now.
Having difficulty with the vibrato.
You know, I'm going to do this once, man. You better get it. Yeah, you're throwing.
I thought that you had written lyrics.
Okay? We're rolling. Okay, silence. Ready? You better not shout, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list and checking it twice, 'cause he's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He knows when you are sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Better not shout, better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. 'Cause Santa Claus is coming to town with a beard on. Thank you.
Trombonist Bob Brookmeyer playing piano there, doing Gus Kahn and Charlie Strait's Santa Claus Blues with Jimmy Giuffre on clarinet, Jim Hall on guitar, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Dave Bailey on drums from Brookmeyer's 1957 album Traditionalism Revisited. Before that, pianist Bill Evans in Stockholm in 1964 doing an impromptu vocal version of J. Fred Coots and Haven Gillespie's Santa Claus is Coming to Town from the complete Bill Evans on Verve. Something now that isn't really directly a holiday recording, but it was done on Christmas Eve 1954 by a couple of musicians who were on their way to becoming jazz giants, and rather famously on this holiday occasion having some trouble getting along. The incident's become such a part of jazz lore that 40 years later it inspired a poem. The musicians were Miles Davis and Thelonious Monk, as well as three members of the Modern Jazz Quartet, all of them recording for Prestige Records at the time. Neither Davis nor Monk was anywhere near the level of recognition they'd gain in just a few short years. Prestige owner Bob Weinstock later said the session came about in part because its participants needed money for the holiday season. The story goes that Miles Davis did not want Thelonious Monk to comp behind him while he was soloing, and over the years, their disagreement was rumored to have nearly brought them to blows, though those who were there later said that things never got quite that bad. You can hear Monk on the beginning of one track interrupting the band because he's not sure of where to come in, provoking audible dismay from the rest of the group, and Miles Davis then telling engineer Rudy Van Gelder to put the breakdown and verbal back and forths on the final record. Poet Sasha Feinstein, who's edited or written several books about jazz and literature, including two anthologies of jazz poetry, wrote a poem in the early 1990s about this legendary recording session titled Christmas Eve. We'll hear him reading the poem along with take one of The Man I Love, Miles Davis, Thelonious Monk, and Sasha Feinstein on Nightlights.
Christmas Eve. You'd think they'd be with family at a party out of town, but it's Miles, Monk, Bags, Percy, and Kluke in Van Gelder's New Jersey studio. 25 years later, I fall for a woman who has both out-of-print LPs, together a collage of tunes from that gig, two cuts of The Man I Love, with a mumbled argument that stops the first take. We tried so many times to make out the words, unable to hear enough through her speakers, pressing together. Young love. 1954. My parents hadn't met, couldn't imagine the failure of their first marriages, or why my mother would turn to painting, to my father's classes, their attraction unspoken. Love came to them the way Miles punctured the air with notes soft enough to hold a woman. Lines floating somewhere between Jackson's vibraharp mellifluous against Monk's dissonant chords. Late December. I won't be born for 9 years. It's the holiday, though Dad doesn't know it yet, that deadens what's left of the marriage. Days he won't talk about unless memory triggers a joke. What not to say to a wife, how not to listen when you should. This is the holiday my mother decides she won't return to the U.S. unless divorce papers arrive signed, but comes back for reasons she doesn't understand, facing it. Street lamps on her lost complexion. And who decided to tint the black and white cover photo of Miles with eyes closed, horn and harmon mute now sickly fluorescent? No snow in Hackensack, but it's cold and Monk's pissed 'cause Miles asks him to lay out during trumpet solos. They have words. Some in the studio leave for dinner and don't return, regretting forever not hearing live the improvisations that swelled from angry respect and need. Across the Hudson, my father attends by himself a party in the village. My mom's there too, though she's with a husband she doesn't want, hangs her head until hair hides her face, and my father doesn't even see her. I wonder sometimes what he would have said, what she would have heard, if she could have answered at all, and could he withstand pockets of silence the way Miles did not, the second take of the man I love, where impatience and Thelonious's time caused the trumpet to enter mid-chorus. Monk hammers the bridge, consumes the space, cuts him. It's more volatile than their fight on the first take when Bags pedal tones the intro, his phrases fracturing to Monk's mutiny, momentary chaos. "When you want me to come in, man, and man, the cat's cutting the thing, and I didn't know when to come in, man. I stopped too, everybody." Then Miles, hushes the group. And because he knows for some reason this is important, that it's part of what makes the music, turns to the booth, to Van Gelder, nervously recording the gig, and says, "Hey Rudy, put this on the record. Oh." Thank you.
trumpeter Miles Davis and Take One of The Man I Love, with Thelonious Monk on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Kenny Clarke on drums, recorded on Christmas Eve 1954 from the album Miles Davis and the Modern Jazz Giants. We also heard Sasha Feinstein reading his poem about the session, also titled Christmas Eve, that poem from Feinstein's book Mysterioso. I'll close out Nightlights with music from Ella Fitzgerald, a song written by Sammy Kahn and, by most accounts, Jimmy Van Heusen, that she recorded as a single. It didn't appear, for some reason, on her Wishes You a Swingin' Christmas LP when it first came out, but it resurfaced years later in the CD age on Verve's Have Yourself a Jazzy Little Christmas collection. Before that, something that pianist Horace Silver wrote in the late 1950s and later added words to. It's become a sort of holiday jazz standard, although it never refers to the holidays. It's more the message of the song that's made it seem appropriate for this time of year, for any time of year really, which is at heart the message of both songs that I'll end the show with. Happy holidays and best wishes for the coming year. Here's Andy Bay with Horace Silver and Peace on Nightlights.
It's not the glow you feel when snow appears. It's not the Christmas card you've sent for years.
I close with Ella Fitzgerald doing The Secret of Christmas from the Verve CD, Have Yourself a Jazzy Little Christmas. Before that, singer Andy Bay and pianist Horace Silver performing Silver's Peace from the Blue Note CD, United States of Mind. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Special thanks to Sasha Feinstein. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you happy holidays and good listening for the week ahead.